Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One o'clock in the afternoon here in the nation's capital. Mad Max is the voice that you will hear when you dial 1-800-636-1067. He's a man who's feeling pretty good. I think he did very well playing this college basketball weekend, men's and women's sides. And now things are about to get heated up even more so with the men. And, you know, my age, it was all about how tall you were. Basketball was related to length. It was a big man's game. Well, obviously, that dog no longer hunts in the same neighborhood. The game has expanded. And the Steph Curry effect, and I do believe he will go down as one of the more influential guys. And I thought, for me, growing up watching Black Jesus dribble with the New York Knickerbockers, Earl the Pearl Monroe, I thought was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. And we've got Elgin Baylor, who's on the West Coast, as Coach referred to him as the Rabbit. So Hoops has always been like a magic show. We're going out to see things that probably so relatable because most of us have at least tried it. Not everybody's put on a football uniform and played football or tried to hit a fastball. More so people have picked up a ball and tossed it up and said, what if? But very few of us have been 7'4" and been able to play. So we go to Bowie, to Steve, and you have a question about Mr. 7'4", Zach Edey, who is not disappointing anybody at this point. The question is, can he pull it off?
Doc, that was one heck of a segue, and I do not deserve it, but I appreciate you.
My man.
I'm 57, Doc. I'm 6'5". I've been 6'5" since I was 15. But I always played in the post. And back then, you always played with your back to the basket.
Yep.
And I was always on the side, so I had a big man on me all the time. That's why I practiced the mic and drill for down low post moves. You have to go at a big man like that. You have to feel whether he's on your baseline side or your paint side and feel him spin to the basket and go straight up. If you get Edie in foul trouble, he's a done deal. If they go man-to-man, then you go out on the wing, pull Edie out, and let your smaller-sized guys get in there. Edie's a rarity these days. There hardly are any fives anymore. It goes 1-4. And some of them aren't even power forwards. So to have a true five, you have to go back to old-school basketball to get him out of that paint.
Well, when you look at him and Wembanyama, look how Wembanyama, slowly but surely, it's like week by week, he is like 3 weeks of escalation in terms of what he's showing more and more of. 7'4",
Right.
But the difference is that, I mean, Zach weighs like 80 pounds more than Victor.
Exactly.
This is a big dude, man. It's closer to Shaq. Reminds me of Yao Ming more so than Shaq. But this is important for him to see, can he take it all away and close and cut them Nets down? Big men is not fair. We expect him to do more. Yeah. We expect more.
If you're in the paint, you cannot be afraid to get your shot blocked. That you know, who cares if you get your shot blocked, man? You got to go at him and go at him hard and get him out. If you get him out the game, get him in foul trouble, it's a done deal. Purdue has good guys, but they go and come as Edie goes and come. Get him out of the game, you're good to go.
Hey, well, God, then, DJ.
You, man. Have a great
hey,
weekend.
Man, keep up. Thank you. Appreciate it, man. Oh, Steve out in Bowie is a big man. If you're my age, it's the beauty about what we do is we do get to, and I give Big L a hard time because of his youth. It's not his fault. But he's not the youngest in charge. Toby is. Altizer, he's the youngest in charge. Big L doesn't want to give that up. But I do love seeing a guy like Zach Edey who seems to be got an edge with him. I love a big dude with an edge. You may not like most of Duke's big people. Whatever. I love them because they're all edgy. All edgy. You've been told your whole life, don't do it too much because you may hurt somebody. Be careful. You don't realize what it's like. These dudes have been told not to. Be careful. Don't. All of a sudden now, no, be you, dude. Do that Godzilla King Kong thing. Go for it. So I'm really looking forward to this. And with DJ, you don't know what's going down because this dude, he's big, freakish athlete. I don't think Zach's a stiff, but my boy DJ's athletic freak.
Zach Edey's not getting legitimate NFL buzz. DJ Burns is.
Yeah, and you know what? You may think it's crazy. It's not.
No, his footwork is insane.
Oh my God! Nah, he's not. Warren Sapp was, I'm telling you, explosive, violent. To play D-line, there's some you want to be more compact. That's a big target. 6'9", but they had two tall Jones with 6'9". Trust me, you just didn't even want to think about what you had to go do to go in and try to block. They had two tall Jones on a regular basis. Thank God he didn't have to be fired up to compete. What you don't want is the elephant to actually be like a hippopotamus. The hippo is always in a bad mood. That's who you don't want to deal with. You can deal with elephant. He's a little docile. The hippopotamus, he stays in a bad mood. And that's what I want my defensive lineman to be. I don't want no elephants. I want hippos. Big, fast, and nasty. With a bad attitude. And I think Zach right now, he's trying to make a statement. Because we do expect just because you're big, just because you're tall, you're supposed to be better. That's ignorant, but we think that. You know, whether you want to admit it or not, I will. Dude, how you going to be all that big and your team don't win? Come, you can't block everybody's shot. That's how we are. We make visual assessments, right or wrong. We do that. It's ignorant, but we do it. That's why young people, it's so hard when you don't look like everybody else when you're in junior high. Kids are brutal.
Yeah, they are.
Good God almighty. We talking about our teachers are so underpaid, it's ridiculous. And our counselors, because that's when it's critical. Second, third, fourth grade. When these bully techniques and things are being formed, these athletes, they're being developed and formed, and a lot of guys don't have that kind of confidence when they're that young. And, you know, the body hadn't quite come together yet. But, boy, they got a memory. You mess around and push the wrong dude. When he grow up, you say, hey, dude, I was tripping that day. Please forgive me. All of a sudden, that guy, you know he got picked on. At some point, somebody snatched his lunch money. And then they look around now and they say, they look around and see him and say, oh my goodness, you what? 7'4"? 300 pounds? Hey, dog. Hey, man. Somebody just put me up to a bet, dude. I was tripping. Please forgive me. It's got to be that way. It's happening somewhere. You know somebody that has actually happened to. Just real talk. Because it's life. It happens. But we, a lot of pressure on him. Can you imagine being the biggest guy that don't win? Because everybody, whether they say it or not, they kind of expect you to. That's the difference in the NFL and this quarterback thing. As many quarterbacks as everybody's throwing up, lots of people have their favorite quarterback. And what I say, because I'm just being a jackass when it comes to it now, because I realize we all have to do it. It's a part of our process. It's what we have to do. Nobody has any idea.
No.
About not, these people.
Not one bit.
Not one bit. Not one bit. But it's okay to act like you'd think you do. That's okay. It's cool. Everybody, for the most part, is in on the game. We get it. It's not that you're lazy. There's no way you could generate the data that you need or have access to the video or have followed it. For what? That's not how you make your living. But what I love about social media, there's a lot about it that I could live without, but there's a lot about it that's really cool, especially for us in this business. It's almost like everybody gets a 48-hour period of time where you can sell your guy. And the smart agents and the smart front offices, they make sure everybody gets mentioned once. I love the rumors. Breaking news! They got these little intro things. And Adam may be the best at it. May come out. Whatever. But to me, the best ever at it is somebody who doesn't get head coaches calling you in the middle of the night. The best at it is somebody who's got a hustle. Not just somebody that they feed you. They feed you because you have the biggest audience. And they can send you chasing down a rabbit's hole. That's why you're the best. Nobody's perfect at this. But we're so bent on crediting somebody. Oh, this is the guy. Can't nobody be an insider without a snitch. And the good programs don't have snitches. I'm going to repeat that for the hip impaired. Guy cannot be good at his job without a snitch. The good programs don't have snitches. Snitches get stitches.
I wish I could turn that up louder for everyone in the area to hear.
No, that's okay. I'm not trying to burn anybody's deal. I'm guilty, too. You get a long break, you got a long show, what you going to do? So some people just make up, hey, Bill Jones said that this guy's going. And if you're dumb enough, and it's not that you're dumb, what else you going to do?
Yeah,
you got nothing else going on.
Exactly. Everybody's looking for something to talk about anyway.
Exactly. Because now, no, we're doing it now.
Yeah.
My generation, we actually looked you in the eye, walked up to, hey, dude, what's up? This group now, y'all don't even look at each other. You communicate with somebody you can't see. You don't even know. They're under an assumed name. They got an avatar representing who they are. And you're actually regurgitating what the hell they say. You can't make this up. I hear it all the time. And to their credit, who are they? The social media geniuses that play you like a drum. And if they get their client mentioned, the good agents do a great job at this. They drop a name. Every guy, even McCarthy, has been mentioned as the second pick. It's genius what they do. I say, hey, man, go on with your bad self. Let's take a break. We come back. The doctor is out of operation. I've been waiting on her. This is her time of the year. Dr. Sabah, when we come back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Overtime here on a Saturday. Programming note, concussion syndrome, you never know when it's going to happen. My bad on that. We will have Dr. Sabah after we talk with Coach, because I love it when we get people that have actually coached legitimately and been on the bench, not just a rec team, but coached in competitive environments. And I can't wait. Yeah, I'm going to come right out the block asking you, Coach, about setting that screen. And some people who are highly regarded in the hoop community, okay, some of which you know very well, have said, have intimated, Andre and G from the shop, that you don't do call that at that time. And I'm confused by that. There's certain things that you let them play out. Well, that's not refereeing to me. So I'll ask you as a man who sat on the bench.
Okay, Doc. And look, man, I'm ready to talk about it. Now, this is how I see it. Was it a foul? Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was not a clean screen. And if you look at it multiple times, as I have, you could see that when she set the screen, that left shoulder was moving and went into the player. And the official was right there, and I felt he had a good angle on it. So I don't think, and I want people to hear me loud and clear, I don't think that there's a debate on whether or not it was a foul. It was certainly a foul. Now, here's where you can debate. Do you make that call with seconds remaining? Now, there are some people that subscribe to the theory that you don't make that call because you let the players decide the outcome. I've never agreed with that, Doc. As a coach, I want the officials to officiate from the beginning to the end. And they should not be aware of the team, the players, or the time. You make the call. You make the call. Now, also from a coach's perspective, I want consistency from an official. You don't have to be Mindy Rudolph. You don't have to be Lou Grillo. You don't have to be a top-flight official. All I want you to do is be consistent. If you're going to call it loosely on one end, then I can adjust. If you're going to call it close on an end, I can adjust. But don't call it loose on one end and close on the other. The other factor, Doc, listen to this. I don't know whether you've heard this or not. That also call might have been in the back of the mind, and who knows, because officials are human. They're not robots. But who knows what type of relationship that Gino has had in the past with some of the officials.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? He was atop Mount Everest for a long time.
Right. And so I'm not saying it was that, but
no,
that's a possibility.
You're the first to make that reference.
Right, because
that.
Look, I tell youngsters or younger people coaching, mm-hmm. officials are human. And yelling and screaming and cussing at them, there's no win to it. There's no win. Because in the back of their minds, in some, if it's a close call, in the back of their minds, they're going to say, okay, this is the same guy or the same coach who said this, that, and the other. Hey, I'm not giving him or her the benefit of the doubt. And I'm not saying that's right, but that's real. Well, on the other hand, if you're respectful with the official, then you get a close call or a close play, call may go your way. I've always subscribed to that. I went 15, 20 years without getting a technical foul. And they said, well, how can you do that? I said, first of all, I've been around. I knew a lot of the officials. But secondly, I never disrespected them. If they made a call, if a travel or a violation was called on one of my players during a dead ball situation, I would go to the official and said, hey, Joe, or Mr. Official, or Miss Official, what did he do? Tell me so I can get it straightened out from my end. Or if I felt they missed a call, Doc, and they ran by the bench, I'd say, ref, you missed that one. And in some cases, the ref said, I think you're right. And I just let it go. So that's a lesson for you young officials out there. Don't think people say, I'm working the refs. There's no such thing as working the refs. Come on.
If they don't want to be worked, yeah, I know.
Yeah, and they get together. They'll say, okay, we're calling Joe's game tonight. And you know Joe has a reputation for, you know, standing up and giving us the business. Well, the first time he stands up and says something wrong out of his mouth, let's tee him up. They do that.
Well, yeah. You said it best. They're human. The play, and I just thought, and Charles Barkley has popularized it, talking about others. Oh, Shaq. When these championship teams, others, somebody has to step up. And I thought that I would have put my coin, Lincoln coins, on Connecticut because of Page. And I did it without three starters. Just think about it. It's so crazy to me that they're without three starters and knocking on this door. Iowa has maybe the most heralded player, but I didn't think five. And I thought I was feeling good about it in the first half. And I thought, okay, because just defense, they locked her down. I didn't know she could be taken out. She wasn't taken out the whole game. But that first half, That does not look like the best player on the planet. And then, but it's not how you start. It's how you finish.
But Doc, I wasn't surprised by that, because if you give a great coach like Geno that much time to prepare, then I wasn't surprised. I didn't expect her to go out and get 30 or 40.
Hold it, coach. Because now you're putting a little bit of salt and pepper on my grits. Because I think the LSU coach, it thought that was a clown show in terms of execution and direction.
Oh, yeah.
Because they never did anything to put a dog on her. And I thought, that's what I was hoping to hear from you. Is anybody going to coach?
Right. And then also, when's the last time that you witnessed a combo defense? And I love combo defenses, meaning a box and one or a triangle and two. Now, I didn't do the box. I didn't like the box, Doc, because it was just that. You put a chaser on the opposing team's top score, and then you had the other players to a top, two in the back at the box. But I didn't like the box because if you had someone that could penetrate, they would beat the chaser, and that box would be open down the middle, right? So what I did, a coach told me, John Dodd from Princeton, St. Albans, years ago, and it was a great coach out, a legendary coach in Northern Virginia named Sleepy Thompson. And Sleepy played a T in one. And it was the same principle. You had a defender on the top score, but instead of a box, it was like a 1-3 with that big guy in the middle. But I would have definitely played a combo on her, and I would have put a defender that wasn't 3 or 4 inches shorter, because that young lady that was Gardner, Caitlin could shoot over. But I'm just surprised that no one has tried that, at least to my knowledge, because if you shut her down, or not shut her down, but contain her and then force the other people to beat you. And if they do, God bless them. That's how I would do it.
Yeah, I just thought coaching, I thought it was a terrific job. You can't coach without players that can allow you to do what the coach wants to do.
That's right.
But I thought LSU, I thought that Balky got caught up. She can coach now, but I thought she got caught up in that. And more good news for the Huskies, that I just think we've kind of forgot how dominant they were, and they poor the Gamecocks, but Sarah Strong, the McDonald's All-American, is just committed to go to UConn next year. So,
yeah, but they still have our young lady, Miss Fudd.
She'll be back. Oh no, they love. But again, it's UConn. We kind of forgot for a second.
Yeah, she can flat out put the ball in the basket. Her issue has been just staying healthy. But when she's healthy, she is, you know what I called her, Doc, when she was in high school? And when I interviewed her once, I said, look, I'm going to give you a name to Google, Austin Carr. Because I said, your game reminds me of Austin Carr. And I never forget that show, Doc. This was about maybe 3 years ago, where I interviewed, can you imagine this, Caleb Williams, and then AZ Fudd, back to back.
Right.
And I had them on together. But no, man, back to the call, I think you cannot debate whether or not it was a foul. It was definitely a foul. And if you look at it and you slow it down, you could see that it was not a clean screen and that she leaned and she threw that left elbow out as if she was a guard in football, Doc, and not in basketball.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you know, do you make that call? And
yeah,
I
if
say
you feel that,
that
you do.
You should officiate. Yep, that's right.
When I saw it live, again, I'm no official, but I felt that, okay, you got busted. Question is, did you need it? But I'm not going to let it comes down to that. They had a lead. Give Caitlin. They recovered. They caught him, and I'm good with it. Because I just remember how dominant they once were. And I'm looking at this thing with the Gamecocks. This is the quietest undefeated campaign in any sport I've ever recalled. I can ever recall anybody being undefeated and getting this bit of lack of juice. Now, is that because, is it a good sign? Because the expansion of the sport for the women, or there's some hate?
I think it's a good sign.
Okay.
I think it's a good sign, as I mentioned earlier, because of how they are doing it. They're undefeated, but they're not dominant in a lot of cases, okay? They've had some narrow escapes, but they...
Yeah.
To this point has always emerged victorious. And you remember I said that winning, obviously, you have to have the talent. But when you get the talent, winning is a mental thing. And regardless of what the situation is at this point, Coach Staley's players feel that as long as they have ticks on the clock, they got a chance to win. And I love that confidence.
I love it. And I wasn't forced to watch it. I mean, that $12 million that they had with LSU, that was continuation. And I get it. But last night, again, I watched back-to-backs, and I gave up and delayed SWAT. And I had no problem with it. I really enjoyed it because it was competitive. And it wasn't scripted. I could not tell you that it wasn't staged. I'm sure they'd love to see Caitlin continue, but it wasn't a guarantee. They locked her down, and she looked meek to me in the first half. And then she put her cape on. At halftime, she went and got that S and put the S back on her chest. But I saw a little bit of vulnerability just for a second. And Paige, Geno couldn't even get her to go full blowout to get ignited. So that's why I love sports, because you can't predict it. But it was highly competitive, and it was priceless. And I'm already excited about the conclusion, because I don't think anything is a foregone conclusion in this game until I see it. Yeah, and then the boys tomorrow. I'm telling you, because I'm glad to see big men back in the game, and then we'll catch up on that one next. Yeah, we'll catch up on that next. I can't wait to get your take on the bigs, and you and Andre almost at opposite ends of the spectrum. But Dre's such a hater because he's, you know, that Duke thing. And Dr. Sabah, who's going to join us after the break. I mean, the Tar Heels and Dukies have got to come to grips with the fact that it's a Wolfpack kind of world now. And they got to get used to it, because it is what it is. And same thing with UConn. The Huskies, men and women programs in there. Man, this is all, that is awesome. It's awesome. I really do. I really enjoy that.
It is awesome. And Doc, one last point on the call. If you looked at Coach Geno and his initial expression after the call was made, it didn't seem like it was one of, wow, how can you call that? Or being upset with the official. It was, you know, I looked at it on one hand as, come on, you know better than to do that at this point in
coaching.
The game.
Yeah, he was coaching.
And also he said that there were, two or three other situations or calls in a game last night that they called blocking?
It was a good one. Coach, we're going to break. Can't wait to follow this up. This madness has been great. You are on point, as always. And then we'll tee it up again one more time.
Hey, man, I'm ready. You just call me, and I'm ready off the bench. I'm like Smokey Burgess.
You come right in shooting. All right, good deal.
My man.
That is Coach Butch McAdams, and he's been a warrior, him and Dre, man, going through these hoops. So, Mikey Mike, do what you do, man. Make magic.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. This is Overtime on a Saturday. It's beautiful. If you can see it, I don't know if there's anything that could ever look better to you than to just be blessed to see this. It is WrestleMania, man. Tribal chief, bloodline family thing, all these things. I can't wait. It is really, and Chris Russell, our own Chris Russell, who I believe is just so modest. He never gives himself any due. It would not surprise me if he was inside the ring for the main event or even announcing it or having some presence at WrestleMania. But we'll save that. Dr. Sabah, I can't wait to get your take on yesterday's game.
Hey there, Doc. Hey, I'm just driving around, listening to you and enjoying the show, and just having some nice hot boiled peanuts, some Eastern North Carolina, some good stuff.
Well, welcome back. Haven't heard from you since Carolina and Duke got thrown out. That was tough.
That's a tough one. I guess I'm rooting for State. Let them get their 1 minute of glory, you know, but anybody but Duke. But Carolina sucks. They won all the games this year that didn't matter and lost the ones that mattered. So whatever.
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting over it. I was rooting for the girls' state last night, but that didn't work out. So I guess I'm rooting for the state boys, but it's insufferable down here if they win, Doc. Oh, my God. They'll do like the Philadelphia Eagles. They'll act like they're the best team in the division when you got one trophy. And the rest of us got more than you.
Have you put your eyes on Sarah Strong, the number one player coming out in the country, just committed to UConn?
No, I have not. I heard y'all mention her. Where is she from?
Yeah, Sarah.
Where is she from? Y'all's
area? In North Carolina. No, she played in North Carolina.
Oh, that's the Grace Christian girl. I don't know how she's number one. They play nobody. Grace Christian is like, they don't play anybody. She must have really good
aim. Well, she's 30-0. Well, they're 30-0. And, you know, I don't know. That's why I figured if you don't know, then we're all lost. I got to call G and see if he's
locally,
heard.
Locally, nobody's talking about her. Locally, nobody's talking about it, but whatever. But I'm
number
in the
one recruit in the country.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah, I heard.
And going to UConn.
Check her out.
And her mother played in WNBA. You know, pops played a little bit overseas. So she's from a sports family. But I just thought, well, wait a minute. Carolina? North Carolina? And no Sabah? Yeah. Knowing about
five
this?
Five minutes from my house. That school is 5 minutes from my house. See, we knew another girl that went there. She was a bust in college. I don't know. But anyway. Let's get to the play. So, there is never a wrong time to do the right thing, Doc. And that was a foul. She stuck her leg out, her elbow. Paige Beckers went wide on the screen, which was a mistake, and made the girl lean. And Gabby, fighting the screen, made the call. So, everybody who did things wrong deserved to get called the foul. And the girl that got things right, Gabby, deserved to get the call. And you notice Gino was mad at his player, not the referee. And for those people who say, well, you can't do that. You got to let the players decide. Well, the player did decide. She fouled. See, I have a sore spot on this because in high school playoffs, my daughter scored 33 and 8 threes. And down one, the other team came, walked, and then hit a shot. And they didn't call nothing. They swallowed the whistle, and we lost the game in overtime. I'll never forget that because, to me, the refs decided that game, not the players. What about Sunday night when Jahan Dawson got mugged in the end zone? We could have won that game.
And they
swallowed the whistle. And then what about in New Orleans Saints, the obvious pass interference in the playoff game? They swallowed the whistle. If you swallow the whistle when it matters most, then guess what players do? They say, oh, we can foul. They won't call it. No, that's not how it is because today UConn is looking at the film saying, our bad. That was a bad screen, Paige. You came too wide on it. And I was saying, good job, Gabby, because if they didn't make a call and Paige hit the shot and won the game, guess what would have been happening? UConn would have been like, woo, we got given that one. And I would have been like, the refs stole the game from us. But in this scenario, UConn lost the game and I won. And then about Kaylin Clark, I kind of disagree with the coach just a little bit about she didn't play well in the first half. They were face guarding her, which to me is so middle school. Oh, my God, in rec league. I swear, just play people straight up. But anyway, they were face guarding her. She kept passing the ball. She wasn't making her shots. She kept passing the ball. They weren't making her shots. She stayed patient. I thought second half she was going to take the game over, like, you know, selfishly. She did not. She kept passing. Her teammates finally came through. She made a few step-back threes. She started driving the ball, getting that girl in foul trouble, which is what she should have did in the first half. And I thought it was her best game. I thought really it was her best game. She stayed patient, and I was impressed with Iowa being down 12. They stayed patient. They didn't panic. And they won the game fair and square. That's my take on it.
Yeah, and I don't have a problem with that. I thought Stukely stepped up. The others with her, she kind of, they didn't. I was looking to see a little more alpha, but she came through. It's like Paige. Gino's trying to get Paige. He's trying to get Paige to get a little more alpha. I wanted her to be a little more assertive, but she got abused. Right. She is. So we'll see. Because now you're going against the Pit Bulls now. The Gamecocks, nobody's talking about them, undefeated, but now you got to deal with it.
Well, I think Iowa can beat them. I think if anybody can beat them, it's Iowa, not UConn. Because let me tell you about Paige Beckers and Kaylin Clark. By the way, you saw that video I sent you. My daughter actually was on the same team as Kaylin Clark in the Team USA tryouts. Isn't that kind of funny? But anyway, so the thing is, if Kaylin Clark, I mentioned this to Chris the other day, if Kaylin Clark went to UConn, she would have been Paige Becker. She would not have been Kaylin Clark because I don't think UConn, Gino's going to let a player do what Kaylin Clark does. He's not going to let Paige shoot from the logo and do sidestep, step backs off. They're more team-oriented because they're loaded with talent. Whereas Iowa, it's Paige, it's Kaitlin and the rest of them. And so that coach has to give Kaitlin the leeway, and she has to tell the other players on the team, you don't shoot those shots. That's only a Kaitlin shot. So I think that Paige can't do what Kaitlin does because of the team she's on and the coach she's with. Not a negative, just a reality.
No, I agree with that. And I think there's UConn and what they built and what they've done. They got a system. You fit into it or you go somewhere else. So I don't blame him.
Right.
I wouldn't change anything for anybody. Exactly.
Yeah. Like
same
Michael
thing
Jordan
with Dean.
Carolina won goals 30. Yeah, he scored, 12, 14 points a game?
Yeah, and they won. They did
James
whatever
Hardy,
the system takes.
He had Sam Perkins. You know, he had, what is it called, Jimmy Black, you know, and Matt Doherty, and he had all those guys. He had pros on his team with Worthy and Perkins, you know.
But I just always wonder how uncomfortable it is whenever NC State does something. From my days working ACC, y'all just, boy, are so uncomfortable with it. Whenever Duke and Carolina, I almost lean on this and want to see how y'all respond.
I'll tell you what it feels like. It feels like you got underwear on that's a little too small, and you're just picking at it. And you're like, something's not right. It's just something in just not right, and you kind of, you know, it's okay, but just to hear them and the way they sell, they're just insufferable. I mean, they're not as bad as Duke. I kind of feel sorry for them. My son goes to state, but I'm rooting for them, but I almost am not because it's just this whole town. They'll just be miserable for the rest of us to have to put up with. I mean, I got people coming in my office already with that little stupid Wolfpack sign that they do with their fingers. I was like, dude, y'all hadn't been since the majority of a lot of people weren't even born. I mean, and you won on an air ball. That's how you had to win, an air ball. So, I don't know. We'll see how
but
it works
you know,
out.
But you do know that. Sabah, you do know. It don't matter how you win. Just win, baby.
I know.
Just win.
You're cutting the nets down. See what kills me, Doc? I got Carolina. Should have beat Villanova. Absolutely. I had a 20-point lead against Kansas and loses. And then has Kendall Marshall break his wrist. Should have won that year. We have all these examples where we should have cut the nets down, and we didn't. You don't get those moments back. It's frustrating.
Well, but you're not the Lone Ranger. It happens. Sabah, you have a beautiful drive. Yeah. Be safe. Give baby Gunner our best.
I will.
And stay safe. And look, be pulling for Chris Russell. I think we're going to see Russ somehow in the middle of that ring at WrestleMania. I cannot believe that Russell will not be somewhere front, stage, and center. So we'll pull for
the rooster is on the loose, baby. Yeah. Yep.
The rooster and the rock is what I'm going to turn
there
this.
There you go.
The rooster and the rock. Thanks, Sabah.
All right. Thanks, sir.
It's good talking ball. Yeah, Max, I love it having worked in the ACC for 14 years. I love how the rivalries are between Carolina State and Duke.
It's just so fierce, especially
and
when you're
Wake,
like right there.
And Wake, they all like these little separate communities, and she just hated the fact that they have to say anything decent about NC State. And they had that big state fair on the grounds of NC State. The people in all three places couldn't be nicer. Having dealt with all three of them regularly, they're very nice. I love the fact that there's some tension. I think it's a competitive tension. And as long as you don't get dominated where you never win, that's not competitive to me. I don't even like it when people consider that a rivalry. We're going through that crap now. You ain't got no damn rivalry with Dallas. You don't have a rivalry with anybody. And that's the problem.
Yeah, especially when they're just kicking the crap out of you at will.
Exactly. The hell, you gonna have a rivalry. You ain't won. We've won one once. That's not a rivalry. Hopefully, under this new administration and this new era, we are going to get back into meaningful contests, and we can have a legitimate, healthy hatred for the rest of the East, because I miss that. I really do. And hopefully we're coming around the corner. Well, my friend, let's keep attack mode. We go into the 2 o'clock hour. I just got confirmation from Dr. Holder that he is out of surgery, and we're going to be able to continue talking championship basketball. And right now, the girls are knocking the boys out the park. Let's be honest about it. We've had more conversation today on the women's side, and I think that's a beautiful thing. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.